Okay, Jeffrey Alderman, I'd like to ask you something here regarding, and I got to open this a little bit more about these UN-run schools that have been hit five times. I'm sure you're aware that Israel flies their drones over Gaza. I'm sure you're aware of that, a number of them.
Yeah.
And what these drones do, you know, these drones are capable of zooming into this area anywhere in the Gaza Strip because of the capabilities of the drones. And they are fully aware, the intelligence that they have, it doesn't take much because the territory is so packed with people. They're fully aware of what is going on there down on the ground. Now, if you tell me that Israel comes up and says that there is reason for us to believe there was some rocket fire coming from the area of the school, don't you think that they should be able to, with pinpoint accuracy, target where that rocket fire is and not hit the UN-run school? If not, should they pull the trigger knowing that some of the shells that are going to hit that particular area is going to inflict what's called collateral damage? Does it make it right to have the loss of life in the amounts that we have seen five times now with the number of deaths in the tens?
I want to answer that question. 2 months ago, we in this country celebrated D-Day, the invasion of Normandy, which began the liberation of Europe from the Nazis. In the 2 months following D-Day, over 14,000 innocent French civilians were killed. I'm afraid that's the nature of war. I haven't come into this studio to say that war is a marvelous thing. It's bloodless. Every act of war is an act of justice. Some acts of war are acts of injustice. But let me tell you this. Every Israeli shell that hits civilians has missed its target. Every Hamas rocket that hit civilians has reached its target.
That's simply not true.
Go ahead, Kevin Barrett.
Yes, I'm sure you think that all of the 600 children who were murdered by Israeli snipers in, quote, situations of little or no threat, and I'm quoting directly from a British Medical Journal article of 2004, all 600 of those children who were shot one by one by snipers, including situations where the snipers were luring children within range of their gun sights and shooting them for sport, as Chris Hedges reported in his article, Gaza Diary. Perhaps you would argue that these are also examples of collateral damage. And when the snipers, like that Israeli sniper who was just boasting about how he killed 17 Palestinian children in one day, he was openly boasting on his social media platform and picturing himself with his sniper rifle saying this. But I'm sure that your argument would be that all of these sniper killings of Palestinian children, just like the shellings of refugee camps and schools and the mass murders of civilians in these blatantly premeditated attacks on civilians, all of this is just collateral damage. These snipers are lining up children and shooting them dead because they're actually aiming at Hamas militants that may be hiding off in a tunnel somewhere. I mean, this is ridiculous, sir. I don't know where you're getting your information, but you have to admit that the mainstream Western media is largely dominated and controlled by Zionists, as Philip Weiss, the former New York Times journalist, admitted in his article.
That's ridiculous.
Jews control the media, and so what if we do?
Rubbish.
And you're getting your information from corrupt sources, sir.
Jeffrey Alderman, go ahead.
I would like my colleague to tell the world now why 160 Palestinian children were killed by Hamas during the building of the terror tunnels. Child labor, do you defend that?
Honestly, sir, I have not examined that issue, so I don't know whether that's true or not. I would guess it probably isn't, because most of the alleged facts cited by Zionist apologists are made up out of whole cloth. But I will take your advice on this one and take a look at what you just said and see if there's any truth to it.
If you email me after this program is over at my University of Buckingham email address, it's on the web, I will give you the citation to the academic journal documenting 160 Palestinian children who died in the building of the terror tunnels. Absolutely disgraceful.
How does that?
Well, I'll take a look at that. But let's face it, sir, I'm sure you realize that the entire Palestinian population is resisting occupation and resisting genocide. It's not just people in uniform who are called Hamas fighters. The entire population is fighting against genocide. In that kind of situation, imagine in the Warsaw Ghetto in World War II, would you say that children shouldn't have participated in the struggle to try to save the lives of the people who were being genocided there? In the same way, Hamas is simply the leading edge of the Palestinian resistance, which enjoys the support of the vast majority of the Palestinian people. The children want to participate in the resistance. In most cases, all they can do is throw stones at tanks and then be murdered by the snipers. But if indeed children died digging those tunnels, I would argue that they died as martyrs, doing a very heroic thing, just as the similar Jewish children in the Warsaw Ghetto would have done in that situation.
Well, would have done, but didn't do. I regard your last statement as absolutely perverse.
They should have resisted. The Jews who didn't resist the Nazi genocide, and yes, it was a genocide, regardless of whether the numbers in the gas chambers are what we're told they are, but yes, there was a genocide. There was horrible racism. There was atrocious persecution of Jews in Germany, and the Jews resisted. The ones who resisted are the heroes. The ones who didn't resist are not the heroes.
We've got a few minutes time left here. Jeffrey Alderman, I'd like to ask you, I'd like you to put yourself in the shoes of Benjamin Netanyahu, who now, through its army, has come out since Friday. It's been a few days now, and they have said we're close to eliminating the tunnels, which they say was the target of their Operation Protective Edge. Do you have any idea of how many tunnels they destroyed and how many are left and what they're still doing?
I'm afraid I don't. I'm not privy to the inner circle of the Israeli Security Cabinet. I believe that several hundred tunnels have either been destroyed or blocked off. My latest information, I checked on the Israeli radio about 2 hours ago, it's London time, of course, was that there are a few tunnels still to be dealt with, but that the vast majority have been sealed off or blown up. Of course, remember that these tunnels were built with the cement which Israel allowed, stupidly in my view, allowed into Gaza, allegedly to build houses. Now we know
I'm sure you
truth.
Know how many pounds of cement, too. Just like you know how there were these children that were killed, according to what you say, building the tunnels, but yet you don't know how many tunnels it is that Israel actually has demolished. I find that interesting in terms of the way that you pick up on your knowledge there. Kevin Barrett, was the tunnels and are they still the goal of this operation? Because we're looking at people still being killed, such as the UNRWA schools being still hit, and of course civilians dying.
No, this isn't about tunnels. Tunnels is the talking point that the Zionist propagandists in Tel Aviv issue to all of their stooges in the Zionist power configuration here in the West, where the Zionist lobby has seized power. I don't know precisely how many and what parts of which tunnels the Israelis have damaged or destroyed and which they haven't, but that's not the purpose of this operation, and they've practically admitted that it isn't. Calls for genocide are being published in Israeli newspapers, direct calls for genocide. Members of the Israeli parliament are saying that we must murder the mothers who give birth to the little snakes, namely the Palestinian children. Snipers are boasting on social media about massacring Palestinian children. And the state of Israel supports this, essentially. They won't prosecute any of it because the people there support it. So this is really about genocide. It's about making life so miserable for the nearly 2 million Palestinians locked up in that concentration camp called Gaza that they'll have to leave. Either that or they'll be massacred, just like they did in Deir Yassin in 1948. This is part of a genocide. It's a Nazi-style genocide against a whole people, and it needs to end.
We're going to have to unfortunately leave it there. Thank you very much, historian and journalist Jeffrey Alderman spoke to us from London. You were just listening
Thank
to
you.
Kevin Barrett, editor of Veterans Today, who spoke to us from Madison. Questions or comments, do send them. Newsroom@presstv.ir is our email address. For me, Kavitha Wei and the entire team in the capital of Tehran, it's goodbye.